Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. I'm going to read this morning from Canto 5. Chapter 4, text number 16, and the title of the chapter is The Characteristics of Rishabhdeva. One of the reasons it's not on the board is because this is prose, not music, so I'll do my best. Far from a Sanskrit scholar. So here's the Sanskrit. Yadyapi sva viditam sakala dharmam dramam guyam brahmanayar darshita margena samadhi upayar janatam anu shashasa. Translation. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya and followed the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, colonies, and so forth. Thus, he ruled the people according to the system of Varnashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and Shudras, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Rishabhdev knew all the Vedic instructions perfectly well, he nonetheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to perfectly maintain the social order. The Brahmanas would give advice according to the Shastras, and all other castes would follow. The word Brahma in this verse means, quote, perfect knowledge of all activities. Perfect knowledge of all activities. And this knowledge is very confidentially described in the Vedic literatures. Men trained perfectly as Brahmanas should know all Vedic literature. And the benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. The general populace should follow the perfect Brahmanas. In this way, one can learn how to control the mind and senses and thus gradually advance to spiritual perfection. End of purport. There are a number of places in the Bhagavatam where characteristics of a great king are described. One long section is in the first canto of the characteristics of Maharaj Parikshit, both before he actually started doing anything, just when he was born. The name-giving ceremony by the Brahmanas described his characteristics, and then how he ruled his kingdom is described in detail. Similarly, the fourth canto, Prithu Maharaj, also like Rishabhdev, an empowered incarnation, or Rishabhdev is a Lila avatar. Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktivesh avatar, exhibiting the characteristic or the potency of the Lord of ruling, Pamana Shakti. So how he ruled his kingdom is elaborately described. And here's another detailed description of Rishabhdev and how he ruled, and so many others. Indicating it's important for society to understand how a king is supposed to rule, what a ruler is supposed to do, and how to understand the difference between a real one and a not real one, a qualified one and a not qualified one. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked by a reporter, "Your Hare Krishna movement is growing so fast. Maybe one day, soon, you'll become the president. You'll become so popular and so influential. Is that something that you would accept, Swamiji?" And Prabhupada just laughed and said, "No." Then he paused and said, "We can advise the person in government. Give some indication of both the intent of our founder Acharya and also the role of a Vaishnava following his example or his teaching." He wanted in society a class of first-class men, in one sense means Vaishnavas, in other sense it means Brahmins. There must be a class of Brahmanas to guide those who are in the ruling position. So Prabhupada didn't make as his ambition to become a ruler, a government ruler, but he certainly took pain, trouble, effort to instruct those that were in that governing position. And not too many listen. They appreciate it. Oh, it's a nice sadhu, but you know what, follow this. Remember when Prabhupada was in Stockholm, he met with the ambassador from India to Sweden. A very lively discussion. The man was pious. Very much appreciated Srila Prabhupada. And leveraging that respect that the man had for Prabhupada, Prabhupada was letting him have it with the instruction that the head of state, in this particular case, the topic he chose to speak about was the head of state should see that all persons are engaged properly and that they're following the principles of Dharma. And the man was saying, "Swamiji, separation of church and state. The government can't get involved in particular views on religion, separation of church and state." And Prabhupada replied, "You don't have to elevate, this is the church, this is the state church, this is the one, and anyone else you get chopped. Rather, whatever your religion is, you should follow properly. If administrators aren't going to do that, who's going to do that? And if it's not done, society will go down the tubes. So you should do it." And the man, politely, separation of church and state. "I'm not going to go there." So this is a case of Srila Prabhupada and his role as Acharya, Vaishnava, giving instruction to a king, or to a Kshatriya, not a king, administrator of the government. An administrator of the government, while being polite and pious, didn't feel that he could act on that. Or, yeah, probably he would lose his job if he tried to act on that. We can't do this. So then compliance with the generic model that says whatever you want to do. Call it whatever you want to call it, and do whatever you want to do. That religion is over here is just follow the laws of the government. Pay your taxes. And follow the laws. So that's not good government, and nor will it ever produce that which brings satisfaction within society, peace and prosperity within society, which people want. They want peace and prosperity. So because of the check against such instruction and carrying out such instruction, however well appreciated the instruction is, if it's not carried out, you'll have what we have today. You'll have Kali Yuga, where everything is debated and becomes more and more debated. Without the discipline of the codes of Vedas. Many times Prabhupada said that human life begins with acceptance of Varnashram Dharma, which the converse means, for those who don't, still animal life. Human life begins with acceptance of Varnashram Dharma, and this Varnashram Dharma has its head, arms, belly, and legs. And the Brahma, the head, is necessary. Ramchandra accepted guidance, to set example, ideal king. Krishna had ministers, accepted that principle. Buddha was one of his ministers and took guidance from them, asked their advice, and carried out what they said. Although he's the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, doesn't need any advice or guidance from anybody, but to set the standard. So similarly, we're finding Rishabdev, the verse is specifically saying, he already knew. Yadyapi svaviditam, although it was already known by him, sakala dharmam, all varieties of dharma, and Prabhupada expands that to the duties of varna and ashram, the duties of the different sectors of society. He's Rishabdev, he's an incarnation of the Lord, he already knows. But to set an example, Brahmam. Here's this word. Brahmam. There's different meanings of that word depending upon its usage. And here it's the details of duty. Vedic instruction is in the word for word. And in the purport, Prabhupada is saying perfect knowledge of all activities. Vedic instruction ultimately is about the realm of spirit. And to assist attaining the realm of spirit is how to carry out duties in this realm, in harmony with and sympathetic with and pursuant to knowledge of spirit. So one is connected to the other. If the duties are done properly in the right spirit, then it leads upwards to the realm of spirit. And then, as described before, there's a disconnect, then one goes down. Very simple. And so, jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavacham. The brahmana had to have proper theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge, how to apply these instructions so that society will be elevated. So, say it again, theoretical knowledge is not enough. Theoretical knowledge is necessary. But practical application is also necessary. And the brahmana was not required to do so many things, but the brahmana was required to know how to practically apply the Vedic knowledge according to time, place, and circumstance. That was their duty. That was their assigned duty. And the kshatriyas were to receive that and then execute. So to receive, for the brahmanas to receive, they had to have receivers. They had to have some proper qualification. And sama, dhamma, tapak, shocham, shantir, artavam, devacha, those are the preliminary, so they could then receive jnanam and then properly execute the jnanam and guide others how to do so. And so part of what they instructed this brahmam guyam brahmanayar, they instructed confidential knowledge. So we know what confidential knowledge means. It's knowledge of matter and spirit. More confidential knowledge of the Supreme Spirit, distinct from the individual spirit. And most confidential is the exchange of relationship between the servant and the master, the individual soul and the Supreme Soul. So they knew the confidential knowledge, they knew the practical application of that confidential knowledge, and they were instructing kings. And specific mentioned in the verse is, it begins with mind and sense control. Darshita margena sama adibihi. Sama adibihi. Beginning with sama, sama dhamma tapak shocham. Beginning with adibihi, these, the control of the senses, the control of the mind, mentioned not in the verse but in Prabhupada's translation, tatikshava, to be tolerant. This is a necessary qualification. Tolerating the lights aren't on. Not just because we don't have any choice in the matter, but remaining peaceful. Because there's a higher purpose. If there's lights, we use the lights, and if there's no lights, we do what we can do. Because there's a higher purpose than just getting the lights on, or bringing the senses to something that's pleasurable. That's not the mission of life. And so a brahmana, or a soul that's on the trajectory of elevation, has to preliminary instruction in Bhagavad Gita, not just for brahmana, but for anyone. Particular. Tolerance. Mantra sparshas to kumateya satosha sukha dukha da adama payoni just comes to take to sabharva. You can't come to the position of an understanding Brahman if you can't be tatikshava. If you're caught up in duality, it moves this way and it moves that way. So you get moved because you're attached to the configuration of matter that's today. And it changes tomorrow. And then your consciousness moves and moves. And there's no steadiness. There's no contemplation on spirit without sama, dhamma, tatikshava. So sama, adivihi. So there's practical instruction on this level of mind and senses and desires, towards the higher goal of spiritual realization. They go together. And the brahmana was to practice that, to practice austerity, to practice sense and mind control, not just teach it and do something else. Listening to Prabhupada yesterday, describing the position of a yogi. And he was on a little, bashing binge with yogis that have come to America and to teach yoga, and, I don't know who it was, but someone had recently been, thrown out of the country because he was having sex with his female disciple or student. And he gave other examples and other examples. The yogi that does yoga and smokes beedies. And without sense control, it's a farce. One cannot progress. One cannot progress. He's speaking on the principle of celibacy. And without celibacy, whether it's brahmachari or grahastha under the direct instruction of the spiritual master, without that restraint by instruction, then one's not going to progress. It's a farce. But if one does control one's senses under the authority of scripture and the guidance of spiritual master, then one can progress in a proper manner. Prabhupada was saying that I came to the West and I saw these boys and girls that used to unrestricted mixing. And so I got them married so it could be under proper codes of regulation of the Vedas. And I went back to India and people were criticizing. You're a sannyasi, you're marrying disciples, listen, you're just a marriage maker. Yeah, but that was not the purpose. It was to help them become advanced. So these instructions are necessary. Even one knows them, it's necessary to demonstrate by example. Here's the qualified brahmana. Here's the qualified kshatriya. Even your rishabdev, your incarnation of the Lord, you receive guidance, instruction, for the purpose of proper social order. The respect, it's replete in the first canto, that the great significance of respect for the brahmanas, for those who have the qualification of proper knowledge and proper application of that knowledge. If those persons are not there, or if those persons are there, there's not proper respect, society goes to dogs. It becomes animal life. It's so important. Respect for the cows and respect for the brahmanas, these two. Especially out of the other kinds of respect that are special within Vedic culture. The elderly, children, women, they're also important, but especially the brahmanas and especially the cows. This is Vedic culture. And one who fails to have a qualified brahmana in society or fails to heed that indication, it's degradation. Guaranteed. And degradation is rampant in the age of Kali. However polished and sophisticated systems and structures and blah blah that people put together to try to help support the program for sense gratification done nicely, it's going to lead to degradation. Invariably. And the news is filled with such verification of that state. So how important it is for, just as the Rishabdev was setting the example of receiving instructions from the brahmanas, how important it is, similarly, for society in general to receive this knowledge. And if the government doesn't do it, as Prabhupada was indicating to this ambassador from India and Sweden, then, as Prabhupada would say, then we have to do what we can do without government support. performed the role of Brahmana or Vaishnava within society and show by example and teach as much as we can teach, both by example and by precept, particularly distributing transcendental knowledge to these books. I want to make one other point of emphasis here and discuss. Men trained perfectly as brahmanas should know all Vedic literature, and the benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. This is a brahminical quality, or brahminical duty, or brahminical function. So many times Prabhupada would refer to the six duties or professions of a brahmana. Patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dan, patigraha. To study and to teach, to worship and to teach others to worship, to receive in charity and to give in charity. Six occupations of a brahmana. And if one is simply receiving or cultivating knowledge but not distributing that knowledge, then another title is applied, and that is kripana. Receiving but not giving. Prabhupada would describe it as the miser. He likes accumulating money. And what does he do with that money? He's a miser. He looks at it. He counts it. And is thinking, how can I get some more? One devotee was describing this in their relationship, their domestic relationship, was their spouse didn't have interest in spiritual life, but he had interest in getting money. And his activity. He just like counted his money and thought of the ways to get more money. However much he had, it was like enjoying that he had and thinking how to get more. And that was it. So obviously money isn't going to bring happiness, and more isn't going to bring happiness either. So it's a life of no happiness in the pursuit of happiness by getting money. Miser. So as with money, also specifically for a brahmana with knowledge, it's distributed. This way, that way, some way, distributed. Just before coming here to Houston, we had a North American Executive Committee 3-day, 2.5-day meeting. And one of the topics we talked about was internet preaching. Practically speaking, about it every time, because it's so huge. But somebody can just sit there and preach to the world. And some people are doing it. Some people are preaching garbage to the world, too. You know, abundantly, profusely. You know, the idle mind getting a hold of the internet, presenting garbage to the world. And some persons, I'm one of them, I really don't have an attraction for that technology stuff. But some people do, a lot of people do. I mean, like this little boy, he's sitting here in class and just playing with his little gizmo. The meeting is going on, he's playing with his little gizmo. It's like absorbed in technology. It's like he's not to blame. He's wired to the Kali Yuga program. And some people, that's, you know, so if we can give transcendental knowledge to that mindset, great. And people respond. There are persons that are doing that very effectively. We were thinking, there's one devotee, Subhuti Krishna, he's retired. He now has become the president of Tallahassee, but before he was doing that, he was living somewhere in India. 35,000 people that was on his Facebook account 35,000 people. And there are rules and things, I don't know all this stuff, but so how to give a message to those 35,000 people? But because there are rules what you can't do and what you can do and so on. But those that have a liking for doing that, use it in Christian service. Those that don't, find another method of taking this wonderful knowledge and making it available. This way, that way, the other way, in some way. And it's our duty. Besides, it's nice. It's fun. There's a lot of happiness. There's happiness because it's pleasing to the personality of Godhead and to his representative, the distinctive succession. It's nice. There's no one more dear to Krishna than one who instructs this message of Bhagavad Gita to others. So do it in this way, that way, the other way. Find ways of identifying people that want and give. Like, I was noticing from my window, Krishna people was there speaking with some young man during the Sunday program. By going out of your way to take the time to find somebody who has a little spark and fan the spark. I was on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada once where he was instructing like this. For us as Vrindavan, the morning walk program was you Prabhupada would walk from his room, go to the front gate, make a right, go down to what was just empty fields. Now it's all kinds of other stuff developed. So it was just empty fields, like far as the eye could see, empty fields. Agricultural fields and just stuff, empty. And then he came back, and so as he was coming back, he could hear the kirtan at a distance from the temple to receive Prabhupada coming back from the walk. And Prabhupada looked around and said, why are there so few devotees here on the morning walk? And nobody had a clear answer. So Prabhupada said, when there is opportunity for association with the spiritual master, one should take that opportunity for association. And then he went to say, Vani and Bapu. When there is Vani opportunity, one should take that. And when there is Vani, there's two. You can serve a person and you can hear, serve the instruction. When there's personal association, Vani is more important. And in the physical absence, Vani is more important. Vani. And then he went to explaining, this example of spark. He said, preaching means that you see a little spark, and he moved his hand like this, and you fan the spark. That's preaching. And from that fanning the spark, you get a flame. Spark becomes a flame. And expert preaching is the flame becomes a big blaze. That is expert preaching. Extend. This is Brahmana function, or function of a function, extending compassion. Not like I'm up here, you're down there, and I'll be compassionate. Not like that. But we receive something valuable. Let me share this something valuable. Some people may not want to receive it. But some people may want to receive it. They're so grateful when it finally enters what it is that you're giving. People are so used to being pressured and being condemned and being slapped around. They sometimes don't want to receive. But when they see the qualities of the Vaishnava, it's not slapping around, it's giving something valuable. Just the quality of the Vaishnava becomes attractive. We all have experience like that. But that's our duty on behalf of Krishna. And the Bhagavatam is showing that example. Even one is a king, followed by king, receive. Just like we assemble together and hear the Bhagavatam class. We take turns hearing. One person speaking, everyone's hearing. The other person speaking, everyone's hearing. It's is the benefit is distributed to everyone, speaking or hearing. Even we may know, we hear because it's beneficial. And it sets the right standard and example of the application message from the Bhagavad Gita verse system. Let me see if there's any comments or questions. Yes.
Varnashrama Dharma can work only with the kingdom form of government,
no.
Or it can work with democracy?
Yeah. It's a principle. It's not government type specific. It's a principle. Yes? You have to speak because I can't see the... The light is not on. Go ahead.
Srila Prabhupada tried to preach to that diplomat. And the diplomat basically said, you know, this is, you know, we are in democracy and we cannot favor any religion.
Right.
But let's say if he had obliged and then they formed a government and then they would have allowed, the government would have allowed, then in the wrong person, when it's in the wrong person's hand, then it becomes a...
Sure. It's another problem. You change this problem for that problem. So the administrator needs to be qualified. Yes, but the administrator also needs to know what his duty is. And if he would receive instruction from Prabhupada, then Prabhupada could guide him. That's how it works. Even if he didn't know, he could learn.
But the most unfortunate thing is everything is controlled by the people, and people are very ignorant.
That's right.
Educated people.
Educated people.
Have them become behaved themselves.
That's right. Educated people. That's the program.
It's so difficult, I mean.
It's so difficult. But what else are you going to do? Whine and complain or do something?
In Kali Yuga, it's not possible, I think.
You do. As best you can do. That's what we do. And as preaching means fan the spark, and expert preaching means make a big blaze, so according to the past, you make sparks into flames or you make blazes. According to capacity. And each does their capacity. And collectively it's substantial. According to the empowerment Krishna gives. According to the empowerment Krishna will give is according to our sincere desire to do as Krishna wants. We're instruments. We do as best we can do. Or we don't like sit back and say, oh, it's useless. It's the monster is too big.
We can do that, but what Prabhupada wanted, I don't know, that's like a very high...
But he also gave us the means. Like, let's just take book distribution. You hear what Prabhupada said about book distribution, and you know, get on board. It's massive, and the number of books that are being distributed, it's not like it's going to be nothing. It's going to have an effect on the world. Just that one thing. I mean, there's many things, but just even that one thing. So powerful. Look at the numbers of books that are distributed. And read the descriptions of people who have received them and how it affects them. It's educating the world, the populace. And you know, what can, as Prabhupada said, meant so many things, but what good is your 10-minute conversation can do? When you give them a book, and you know, a lifetime of instruction is there. If they take the book, and you know, if they read it. But many people read the book. Many people read the book. How about their understanding and their other things? So then we need follow-up so they can properly understand. But you know, one thing leads to the next thing. So maybe your preference is, let me educate those people who have received the books. Fine. But do something. I mean, I'd like to take the young, but each of us. Be part of that. That's compassion, Vaishnava compassion. And we have the way of exhibiting it. And it's powerful. However, you know, disease, the condition of society isn't getting worse. You have to do something. And the medicine is very powerful. Did you read, by chance, Giriraj Maharaj's offering in the Vyasa Pitaka? Yes, you read it. He speaks about Mr. Sethi, who had it, his name, correct?
Yeah.
And at the first meeting, he was doing something else, following something else, and he came to meet Prabhupada. Prabhupada's first words, like a man held a program and brought people, and Prabhupada sat with him and said, what's the difference between you and a pig? That was the first dialogue. And the man thought about it and said, I guess there really is no difference between you and a pig. But later that man, you know, not only followed Prabhupada, but he did so many services. So, who can say what, you know, what outcomes will come by following the instruction that we should be compassionate on behalf, and how to exhibit that compassion? We follow. That's what we can do. And collectively it's powerful. Individually it's powerful, and collectively it's much more powerful. That's the sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the safe boat that can, on which we can cross to the other side and bring other people on the boat, as much as we have the capacity to do that. Anything else? Yes? Go ahead.
Maharaj, in the presence of Holy Name, which is very powerful, can just the Holy Name not save the world? And do we still need Manushmandala, which is just by...
It's natural. One answer to your question is yes, and another answer to your question is both. And the answer to both, or the explanation behind the both, is some persons aren't going to chant Hare Krishna. So what to do? Yeah. So there's something they can do. Prabhupada spoke about it specifically, his own disciples. They're not chanting their own. They're not chanting their gratitude. So they'll become fallen. So we need to establish Varnashram for his own disciples, what to speak to the world. But it comes one following the other. Our mission is not to establish, you know, divisions of society. Our mission is Sarvapati Vinir Bhoktam, Tatvara Training Devala, Shikmina Rishikesha Sevana. That's our mission. And some persons aren't going to do that. So we have models for them to become human and gradually progress. Some persons have inclination how to guide. And our primary mission is chant the Holy Name and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Someone else?
Prabhu.
Who had your hand up? Yes?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instructions to
And Indians, every Indian should go and preach to the...
Every Indian should go and preach.
Or something, I don't...
Something like that.
Can you elaborate more on that?
Oh, it's abundantly described. Those who take birth in India, Lord Chaitanya instructed, should make their life perfect and give this teaching to others. How to make your life perfect. Two-part instruction. Now, take your pick, one or the other. Two-part instruction. And it doesn't mean if you haven't taken your birth in India, you can like sit back and chill out. Something else? Somebody else? Okay, go ahead.
In order to give the message of scripture to someone, one has to have realized knowledge, or one can do it just based on the knowledge?
What you've understood. No, in essence, I'm not there, but here's something I understand. And it's not exactly don't do as I do, but do as I say. It's this is what I've understood, and I'm working on developing that more deeply. I just want to share that with you. Okay, thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Is there enough for Prabhupada Maharaj?